WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive victory for President Trump in the Middle East.
The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick put the president on speakerphone after Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of Mr. Trump's peace plan for Gaza. It would pause the fighting and bring the hostages, dead and alive, home by Monday. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Ainav Sangalkar never gave up demanding the release of her son Matan. I can't breathe, she exclaimed. What do I do? Just hug and kiss him. Gil Dickman's cousin Carmel Gatt was killed in captivity, but he has continued to fight for all the other hostages.
I couldn't be happier. The fact that finally hostages are coming back.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says his cabinet will meet in a few hours to approve the plan. CBS's Weijia Jiang from the White House.
Netanyahu invited Trump to address Israel's parliament. President Trump says he is considering going to the Middle East this weekend. Stops could include Israel and Egypt, and he hasn't ruled out going to Gaza.
500 National Guard troops were activated in Chicago overnight. A federal judge is expected to decide today whether President Trump had the authority to send them there. Ian Lee is outside a detention center just west of Chicago.
Chicagoans may be awaiting a federal judge's ruling on whether National Guard troops will be allowed to deploy to their city. But CBS News can confirm they're already here. U.S. Northern Command says to protect this ICE facility and other federal sites.
Have you ever seen someone carrying a gun openly at the supermarket? You could in Florida. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Publix made its announcement 2 weeks after an appeals court overturned the state's ban on open carry. Businesses now have the option to allow open carry on their property. At a Publix in Doral, Dominic Carissimi says he has a carry permit, but understands why some customers don't like the change.
It can cause unnecessary stress and anxiety.
Customer Erica McKeon is fine with it.
If you're going to carry a gun, I'd rather know that it's on your person than be caught off guard.
This year's Nobel Prize in Literature goes to the author of the book, The Melancholy of Resistance. CBS's Vicki Barker from the Foreign Desk.
Awarding the prize to Laszlo Krajnahorka, the jury singled out the Hungarian novelist's themes of choice, postmodern dystopia and melancholy in a post-communist apocalyptic world.
Krasnohorka's dark outlook on life is fused with his extraordinary linguistic vitality.
Dow futures are up 23. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A week later and Ascension, Wisconsin remains out of network for UnitedHealthcare. A contract expired, leaving thousands to decide between switching providers or paying more. The companies say they're still negotiating but have yet to reach a deal. Expansions by Uline, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly is impacting the Kenosha County budget for next year. Investments in infrastructure for those expansions is key to growth. That's according to County Executive Samantha Kirkman. She delivered her budget proposal this week. Kirkman says the county's AAA bond rating allows big projects without raising the tax rate. Racine County will review its $252 million budget over 3 days next week, with a public hearing set for October 23rd. Leaders say a new sales tax will curb property tax increases while funding needs like behavioral health, parks, and facilities. A deadly fire at an apartment complex in Oak Creek killed a 29-year-old man early yesterday. Sprinklers did kick on, but not in time for that man found dead. Investigators are still looking for a cause. Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to expand deer hunting access to disabled veterans, allowing them to hunt either sex during any gun season. Supporters say it'll honor their service, mirroring benefits already given to active duty members. Microsoft canceled plans for a Caledonia data center after local opposition, but they say they still hope to build somewhere else in Racine County. The company says they'll work with officials to find a suitable site. Microsoft projects in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha are continuing. And the Brewers lost to the Cubs, preventing a sweep, but they still lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Chicago. First pitch is at 8:08. WRJN will switch over to pregame at 7:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it. You know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Valentine's Day. The tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. I'm just pig enough to find out. I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
C5, Dave Clark 5, catch us if you can. Local news, Thomas Hits, WRJN, it's 8:09. And let's see what I got for you. Ah, Halloween candy. Are you buying your candy yet? According to experts, the three unhealthiest options to avoid are Three Musketeers, Milky Way, and Baby Ruth. My two favorite candies are Three Musketeers and Milky Way, the most unhealthiest of the candies. It's not that they're high in calories compared to other candy bars. They just have a lot more sugar, sometimes twice as much sugar. Yeah, my favorites. Figures, huh? Sunshine today, high 61. Clear tonight, lows 49. Partly sunny chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 67. A beautiful weekend coming around, too. Right now, it's sunny, 54 degrees here in Radio Park. God only knows, the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night, oh, while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. Measles will make you puppy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough will cool you.
Poison ivy alone will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of Calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes creeping around.
A common cold fool ya, and whooping cough and cool ya.
Poison ivy alone will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of Calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy.
And
you go. The Coasters, Poison Ivy, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN, where it's time now for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2007, co-host of the Beat, Paul Hasselbeck came to blows on the set. Can't believe I missed that. The skirmish was over an argument about the Iraq War. O'Donnell recently appeared on the Ricky Lee, Tim, and Joel podcast and said she feels like the producer set the whole thing up. O'Donnell came to this conclusion when she realized there was a split screen being used for the whole episode. O'Donnell left the show shortly after. Hasselbeck stayed on until 2013. I Play Rocky is a new film about the making of the film Rocky. The Peter Farrelly directed movie is currently in production and has announced that Matt Dillon will play Frank Stallone Sr., Sylvester Stallone's father in real life. The film will tell the story of Sylvester Stallone's struggles as an actor until he wrote Rocky and stuck to his guns while fighting for the chance to play the title character in his own script. Rocky went on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1977. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Big Deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
when you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back. And he knows that you've been trying. And he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone.
such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Boyfriend's back, the Angels. 8:21, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 61. A beautiful night for baseball. Oh, yeah. The Brewers are in Chicago to play the Cubbies. 7:30 pregame on WRJN, 808, the first pitch. You don't want to miss this game. No matter where you are, you can always turn on the radio and hear it at several of our frequencies. We've got it all. We got 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha. You got to hear the game. It's big. This can be it. The big wrap-up for the Brewers tonight. 7:30 pregame, 8:08 first pitch, only here at WRJN. Hey, what's something from your past you still need to vent about after all these years? There's a discussion online where people are sharing moments when they were wronged decades ago, but they're still holding on to it. Like, I was suspended for vandalizing the school, even though I didn't do it. 4 days later, I was allowed to come back because they found out who actually did it, and they never apologized. This guy can't let it go. And when my mom accidentally put my sister's name on my birthday cake, pretty horrible way to turn 13. Again, this guy couldn't let it go. There comes a time, well, I can understand the birthday cake one, but the school one, I mean, the birthday cake one, yeah, of course. You don't want to let that go. It's 8:23, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Turn around. Look at me. These are the Vogues.
There is someone walking behind you. Turn around. Look at me. Someone watching your footsteps. Turn around, look at me.
to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. Somebody sometime, but everybody can put. Everybody's got to lose somebody sometime, so take care that you don't lose your heart. Take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice and you will see, you'll be happy as you can be. Got to have their day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. You never part.
Herman's Hermits, listen, people.
Listen, people. Listen, people.
News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 61 degrees. A clear night tonight, lows around 49. Partly sunny, chance of showers tomorrow with a high near 67. For the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. Gorgeous fall weather with a high in the mid-60s. Right now, some sunshine. It's 54 degrees here at Radio Park. Just a quick reminder, WRJN is expanding. Now when you head north of Racine County, along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits at 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of Caledonia. That clean, clear FM signal. Now for your favorite timeless hits, even north of Racine, 107.3 FM. Try it if you're north of Racine County. Clear my throat there. It's 8:29 at WRJN. You know, using Siri or other voice command programs while driving is actually really very distracting. And the safest thing you can do, they claim, is listen to the radio. That's right. Listening to the radio was rated by the researchers as no distraction. You're welcome. It's 8:29. WRJN, here's the news, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Big business is booming in Kenosha County, and the 2026 budget reflects that growth. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman gave her budget proposal this week. Part of the address was about the county investing in infrastructure to support major expansions from companies like Uline, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly. Uline's adding another 1 million square feet to its campus, Microsoft has bought land for a new data center, and Eli Lilly is launching a massive $3 billion expansion in Bristol. Kirkman says careful budgeting and a strong AAA bond rating allows them to invest in key projects without raising the overall tax rate. There will be a deep dive into the financials next week in Racine County. Over 3 days, starting Tuesday, county board committees will review next year's $252 million budget proposal. The sessions don't allow public comments, but people can share their thoughts at a public hearing October 23rd. County leaders say a new sales tax will help keep property tax increases smaller while funding important programs. Fire investigators in Oak Creek are trying to figure out what started a deadly fire at an apartment complex early yesterday. The Oak Creek Fire Department was called to reports of smoke at the Seasons of Orchard Hills apartments before 8 a.m. That's off South 27th, south of Drexel. Firefighters found a 29-year-old man inside and took him to the hospital where he later died. The building's sprinkler system did go off, causing water damage, but it did stop the fire from spreading further. Again, authorities are still investigating the cause. And the friendly Illinois baseball team pulled out a win, so no sweep. The Brewers couldn't close it out last night against the Cubs, but Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08 in Chicago.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Hey, I saw something interesting today on social media. Somebody posted a very strong political opinion. And somebody replied, good point, I changed my mind. Here's something I've learned about social media. The expression, just saying, ain't never preceded by a compliment. When I tweet, I never want to try to sound too young, but I also don't want to sound too old. And I saw Metallica in concert. They're great. And I wanted to tweet that they were great, but I didn't want to come off like an old fuddy-duddy. But I also didn't want to try to sound like a young whippersnapper. So I settled on, boy, these fellas sure know had a boogie. Like I hit the sweet spot. All my followers thought I was the cat's pajamas.
Ooh.
Happy Valley Four Seasons Ragdoll. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJ. And don't forget, the Brewers will be on the radio 7:30 pregame, 8:08 game time right here on WRJ. And first pitch. We're going to be there for the first pitch, so don't miss it, all right? A study found the bigger your engagement ring, the smaller your chances the marriage will last. Researchers found men who spent between $2,000 and $4,000 on an engagement ring, and those people were 130% more likely to get divorced than guys who spent around $500 on an engagement ring. So there's a lesson to be learned here, guys. I think it's cheap out on the engagement ring. I'm not quite sure, but I think that's what we're talking about here. Don't you think? You don't want to cheap out too much, though. Oh, I love this. Carpenters, rainy days, Mondays. No rain here, though. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 61. Right now, sunshine 54 degrees in Radio Park.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around. Nothing to do but cry. Rainy days.
not only sang the theme song to To Sir With Love, she was also starring in the movie. She played one of the students, Sidney Poitier's students, in the 1967 movie To Sir With Love. It's occasionally on Turner Classic Movies. It's a really good film. I think you'll like it. The music is good. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders do most of the music in the film. It's 8:43, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, here are five dumb things people do after they win the lottery or inherit a bunch of money. They don't pay the taxes on it, right away at least anyway. They pay off their houses instead of investing it. They brag about it to everyone around. They go on a spending spree and they try to double their money overnight. Makes you glad you don't win the lottery or inherit money, doesn't it? Makes me happy.
I wanna go home where I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home or maybe stay out on my own. I'm a lonely teenager. I'd love to go back home. Stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home. Just let me go back home.
I'd love to go back home where I belong. I know I'll be alright if I stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home.
Lonely teenager.
Please let me go back home.
Lonely teenager.
Dion DiMucci. Beyond of the Belmonts, Lonely Teenager. 8:46, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Okay, I got a few reasons. I can't even speak here. Got a few reasons guys look better in the fall. Not me, but most guys. Mainly because sweaters make them look educated. Flannel shirts make guys look rugged. They grow facial hair. And there's no more sandals, which means we don't have to look at their nasty, gnarly feet that we see in the summertime. So we always look better in the fall. Hey, the morning show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aqua Via Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
I was made to love her. 852 local news, timeless hits, WRJN sunshine today with a high near 61, clear tonight, lows 49. Those are autumn temperatures. And partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers tomorrow, high 67. But for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days with a high in the 60s. Ooh, that's nice, huh? Currently right now, we've got some sunshine, 57 degrees here at Radio Park. Don't forget the Brewers and the Cubs playing tonight from Wrigley. Pre-game 7:30, first pitch 8:08 tonight right here on WRJM. So an MTA worker in New York got fired several years ago, but apparently no one ever told payroll. So he kept showing up every payday to get his check for 4 years to the tune of $250,000. Now he could face fraud charges. What about the person who didn't send it to payroll? Aren't they responsible in any way, shape, or form for this fiasco? 8:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJM.
Always dreamed the boy I love would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong.
Thought he'd be.
Rockies, a little bit me, a little bit you. It's just about 9 o'clock. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Finally this morning, 34% of people say they're Facebook friends with people they cannot stomach. They don't like them. And they wouldn't even talk to them if they bumped into them in real life. So why do they keep them? Well, the top reason is they want to monitor that person's photos and status updates to see what they're up to and see if whether they're succeeding or failing. And take joy if they're failing. That's not very nice. All right, don't forget the Brewers tonight. They'll be at Wrigley Field to take on the Cubs. Pregame 7:30 on WRJN. First pitch 8:08. We'll see you here for the game. Coming up next, Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum at 2 o'clock. Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Ballman this week. Kurt's, I saw some pictures of his vacation. Wow, they look spectacular. All right, it's 9 o'clock, WRJN. I'll catch you tomorrow, okay?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
Local news and timeless hits,
Waseca,
Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People in Khan Yunis are celebrating a newly agreed-to peace plan for Gaza. President Trump made the announcement. Both Israel and Hamas had signed off on his proposal. This Palestinian man spoke through an interpreter.
Thank God for the ceasefire, the end of the killing. All of Gaza is happy. All of the Arab world is happy. And all the world is happy.
The sentiment the same in Israel.
Israelis danced at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, which has been the center of the public protests for a ceasefire that would return the hostages. Rachel Goldberg-Polin, whose son Hirsch was killed in Hamas captivity, welcomed the deal.
Filled with prayer and anticipation, we are just saying thank you.
Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
The agreement calls for all hostages, dead and alive, to be returned by Monday. Israel's government is scheduled to vote on the agreement in a couple of hours from now. More from correspondent Natalie Brand.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's put out a statement saying he spoke to